What was your initial intention when you set up to make the film Censored?
One of the things I didn't have was a really clear idea about what I was doing when I started. The only thing I knew was that I had access to this huge archive of all the little bits that had been clipped out of films before 1971, and no one had looked at this collection before. So I think the only thing I really had in mind was that I was going to release this footage to the public in some way. And I think if there was any expectation that it was going to be kind of like a fun, irreverent ride through how prudish we used to be. But it didn't turn out that way.
Reading the description of this film, I imagine a lot of other people would imagine a kind of grindhouse romp, like a lot of kitsch value. How do you think the film differs from this?
When I started this project, I think I imagined that it was going to be about this idea of, look how repressed we were in Australia in the 50s and 60s, that we couldn't see a kiss or a provocative dance or anything from the counterculture shifts that were happening overseas. I thought there was this, you know, requirement to liberate this footage. I thought that I would be doing something playful. And then what happens is that you're confronted with this archive, which can only be explained as short bursts of chaos, that some of these clips are long and some of them are short, but it's just an unrelenting stream of content that doesn't seem to really have any story or context and doesn't seem to make sense in any way. And for a long time, I was just kind of swimming in this sea of film stimulus, and it didn't really mean anything to me. And it was only when I started writing notes and coding it, and then I could realize that, oh, there were all these patterns emerging, and these patterns weren't playful and fun. These patterns were actually pretty nasty, and it wasn't like I was enjoying this collection, that actually it was a slog, and it was difficult in a way that I never anticipated it to be. And so that's why I wanted to frame the film in a way that it was my personal journey of what it was to make sense of this chaos, that at the beginning chaos is fun, and then you start to find the rhythm and the meaning in it, and actually it went to a pretty dark place.
Having now gone through that experience, do you feel like a lot of their decisions are justified when you maybe look at media from this remove?
I think it's a really complicated question. I thought that censorship was pretty simple. It was a repressive power, but artistic freedom is important. And then by being surrounded in this archive for what became years and being really confronted and confounded by what felt like an onslaught of images, it really complicated my views about what censorship actually is and how we define it. And I think at the end of a project like this, I've come to the position that it's not necessarily a helpful thing to have a conversation about being for or against censorship in any clear way, because it's so evident that censorship just is. It's a power and a force in our society, and sometimes it functions through government, but also sometimes it functions in who gets to tell stories. Coming face to face with censorship blew up all the ideas I had about it, what it was and how it functioned. One of the things I think is really interesting is that these ideas of who controls what we watch and how we watch it, it's not restricted to this time, that all new technologies brings anxiety that it's going to bring our moral decay. That's what film did when it arrived on Australian shores. And these days you see these same anxieties, not necessarily about film, but you see them in computer games, about the internet. And so all new technologies bust open old anxieties in new ways, although this film is particularly talking about this archive that existed from 1958 to 1971, that it really speaks to some of the same questions and ideas that are permeating around the culture today.
Do you think that looking at these clips out of context in some ways is a fair way to view the content, revealing a greater truth?
I think the question of context is a really tricky one, and it's one that I have, I can argue in circles around, and I think that is the violence of censorship, that you would rip action from a story and deny it context and deny its story so that in its sense it becomes pornographic in quality. But if there's action, whether it be, you know, like a kiss or a sex scene or a punch, in the context of a story you can make sense of it, but you dislocate it from its story and all it is action, and then it is pornographic. And it's a great irony of government censorship that in trying to stop us from seeing terrible things, they actually made a pornographic archive. But then the flip side of that is that one film alone doesn't reveal anything. It's not particularly interesting or rich. But when you're talking about hundreds of films that frame the scene in the same way or shoot the same action in the same way, in the same dynamics of power, then you have a problem because you're seeing that filmmakers are doing the same things over and over again. And these tropes say a lot about our values of society. So I kind of hold these two things to be true, that there's a deep violence in the act of government censorship, but there's also a deep violence in how filmmakers have told stories.
If we think about this as an archive in some ways representing infinite artistic freedom, it paints a pretty dark picture.
And I think that's it's a very difficult thing, I think, for us in the art to confront, because, you know, that view that we have the right to make whatever we want to make and express ourselves is something that the artists hold very dearly, and particularly when confronted with the idea of government repression of the arts. But there are some really complicated questions that we need to ask about, well, there's other forms of censorship and other forms of repression, and you can see them by just watching this art itself.
The on-screen text of quotes from the censorship board's guidelines, early on in the film, I felt like those were being viewed in a negative light. But as the film went on, some of what they were saying, despite being very moralizing, seemed to make more and more sense.
One of the things that I wanted to do with the censor's notes is to find ways for us as an audience and me as a filmmaker that you surprise yourself that you could, in that moment, agree on a visceral level with the censor's notes. Because you're right, they're absolutely moralizing and limiting and deeply problematic the way they phrase things. But at the same time, the visceral experience of this archive is so challenging. I would hope that an audience can find ways to identify with the position of the censor while not necessarily agreeing with them, because I certainly don't. And I certainly don't by the end of the film, but I found myself having more understanding for the position that they were putting forward. And I think it's one of the key questions as well as the work is about what is it about seeing brutal and violent material that attracts us as an audience, that as spectators, that we enjoy seeing these things, and why do we enjoy it? And so although the censor's position is deeply moralizing, I hope my position doesn't come across that way, because I just want us to think a bit deeply about what we're watching, because often we don't think about it and we don't have the opportunity to think about why we enjoy certain things. That's the key thing that I hope this work starts to pick apart from audiences, is for us to think about our eye in a different way, or at least to think more critically about our role as spectators, so we're not passive, so we're active spectators in the cinema.